This is Dina over at Hem Lane, and today I'm really excited about the guest that we have. It is Henry Yoshida, who is the CEO and co-founder at Rocket Dollar. But what I'm most excited to talk about today is not his experience as a tech entrepreneur, but going back to your retirement account, what you can do with it, how Henry kind of stumbled upon technology and how that can help you. And then, of course, we will finally go into Rocket Dollar. So Henry, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Dana. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So just before we get started about retirement accounts and how real estate investors who use Hem Lane or have considered Hem Lane, how they can take more control over their retirement accounts, tell us a bit about who you are and your background.
Yeah. So retirement accounts, I've worked with these accounts for a very long time. So maybe it's apropos here in late 2022, possibly, you know, in a tough economic time, maybe in a recession, maybe not. But I started my career in the year 2000. So internet bubble was bursting. So this is a tough time for the stock market. And I spent 10 years working at Merrill Lynch. And my focus from almost day one there was actually on tax advantaged retirement accounts. So whether that's at the company 401k level or at the individual IRA. And I just always sort of loved and became real geeky about those and have been studying and looking at that space for 15 years. And then I parlayed that into building technology platforms related to these same accounts. So I just think that they're an underutilized capital pool for people to make investments with. And that's kind of what I feel like I spend every day talking to people about.
So yeah. And how this gets me excited is like, I have a retirement account where literally it came from Apple and Symantec and these companies that I worked at. Yeah. And I've kind of forgotten about it, right? I've just accrued all this capital in there. I did like a regression modeling to understand, you know, what stocks and bonds performed historically that may in the future. Mm-hmm. And then allocated it. And then it was set it and forget it. Like, I don't never go in there to reallocate anything. Mm-hmm. And this is exciting to me because obviously someone who is passionate about real estate has real estate and then also has this retirement account, which I honestly don't feel like is working for me. Talk a little bit more about how someone like me could take this retirement savings that I have and put it into real estate or some other alternative investment.
Yes. And that's the main thing. It's the realization that people have always envisioned maybe real estate investing and retirement investing as two totally separate things. So I imagine the audience, the customer base and the community base at Hem Lane is someone who's already a real estate investor. What they don't realize is that, like you just said, hey, I have these accounts that I haven't thought about in a really long time. There's a large accumulated amount of value there in terms of dollar amount, but you're typically invested in just a couple of mutual funds, index funds, maybe a couple of stocks here and there. And you don't realize that you could actually use that money if you find a provider, let's say an in-between provider like Rocket Dollar, that will let you use the value in these retirement accounts, keep the same tax treatment. So these are great things, right? Long-term tax deferral, and the ability to just not pay any capital gains tax for many, many years and just distribute out at the end in retirement in a tax preferred basis to actually do the real estate investing. So I think that for you, your community, they're already real estate investors. They have these corporate 401ks. Yeah. And if once they learn that they could use the money in these accounts, they could actually deploy more of that into real estate because they're an expert at it and they have a provider to help them manage it in the right way.
Yeah. And that leads to my next question. Can anyone do self-directed IRA? So even if I am 26 years old and just started a 401k, which I'd have to go into obviously an IRA because one's funded by my company and the other's not, but could I just go ahead and take that money and go and purchase a rental property?
So IRAs in and of itself, I mean, just so you know, the rules for opening an IRA, you have to be US domiciled and you have to have earned income. Okay. So that's the requirements for having an IRA. Okay. Most people fund an IRA because they worked at a corporate entity, contributed to a 401k, and then they transfer that into an IRA at some point when they're trying to consolidate or maybe be able to invest in different things. So in this case, it's usually a different flavor of publicly registered investment. So we're the next step in that, which is that if you want to take that and go into alternative investments, real estate being one of our most popular asset classes, then you can do that if you work with a provider. There's no age restrictions on an IRA. You have to have earned income to be able to contribute to one. We just had an account open today. A parent opened one for a child, so 15-year-old. They opened a custodial IRA for their child today, so they could start doing some alternative investments. I don't know if it's real estate; hasn't been funded yet, so we'll see. Okay. But I'll keep you guys in the know on that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I should start thinking about that for my children. And just I think you just touched upon this, but go through 401k versus IRA. So obviously the 401k is something that my company sponsors, right? If I'm working at this moment at Apple, they're sponsoring that. If I'm still an employee, let's just say at Apple, and I say, I want to take that money and put it into the self-directed IRA, can I do that? What's the process? Or do I have to wait until I leave Apple?
Yeah. So usually you have to wait until you leave your current employer. So this actually is just something that's a default check for most company sponsored retirement plans. So to let everyone in on a little secret here, the employer that sponsors a retirement plan, they actually get pricing breaks based on how large that account is. So as you can imagine, Apple would have a very large retirement plan because they're a very large employer. So a default box that would be given to Apple when they're setting this plan up for their employees as a benefit is that people can't take withdrawals out while they're in service to Apple. That's why if you went from Apple to Google, for example, then your Apple 401k would now be eligible to be moved to an IRA, or you could leave it at Apple. That's your choice. Apple is actually very interested in you leaving it there because it just stays as a part of their, you know, particular plan, which I think at last count probably has somewhere around $10 billion in it. Yeah. So if Dana were to remove her $2.6 billion 401k balance, that would affect their pricing model, for example. But the restrictions are, again, not because you can't move 401k current employer money into an IRA because it's not allowed. It's usually because the plan itself doesn't allow that as an option. So you have to wait till you have a termination event, you separate from that company. That's the typical. Yeah. And that's usually okay because almost everyone I talk to has one current job and six prior.
So, totally. Yeah. I remember that leaving my jobs at in the corporate tech world, and they were very good about telling me, okay, now transfer this from the 401k to an IRA. You might not know that it might be difficult to get this data, but what percentage of retirement accounts, so IRAs and potentially with 401ks added to it, what percentage are self-directed today? Like, do a lot of people know about this? Is this kind of like a hidden secret in financial planning that you need an advisor to tell you that you've been missing out on?
Yeah, it is a little bit of a hidden secret. So, you know, I've been in this space for a while. I've worked with traditional 401ks representing the companies and sponsoring the plans all the way down to the individuals participants inside of them. And of course, now I'm doing Rocket Dollar, which is an alts capable IRA platform. So the alternatives capable or the alternatives in an IRA market are roughly only about $300 billion. And this is data as of about a year and a half ago. That's a large amount, but just so you know, there's about $15 trillion in overall IRAs. And then if you add the corporate 401ks we were talking about, pension plans and other types of retirement plans, then that aggregate total was a little over $30 trillion.
Wow.
So as a subset, this is a little known secret, but the one thing that's great, and this is really awesome for your Hemlane community to know about, is that this is a secret of the very sophisticated investor. So I actually found out about these accounts from two people on two separate coasts. One was Mitt Romney when he was then running for president of the United States. It was uncovered that he had $100 million in an IRA. The other one was a Silicon Valley icon, I guess maybe infamous, maybe a better term, but Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal, first investor in Facebook. And it turned out that he now has a $5 billion Roth IRA. So it's a secret of, I would say, maybe a very highly sophisticated group of investors. And then our whole goal at Rocket Dollar is to make this a little bit less opaque, make it easy, let people access these monies. Because, I mean, I just told you, there's $15 trillion available, and a very small percentage, only 1.5 to 2%, is actually invested in anything other than stocks and mutual funds, of which your old Symantec and Apple 401k/IRAs are probably invested in today.
So that's 300 divided by basically 30,000. If I take the trillions and millions, that's a small number, small percentage. Yeah. Used a new word, Roth. Tell people Roth IRA, just so folks on the call who may not know what that is. Sure. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Roth IRAs, they were developed in the 90s. Actually named for a late U.S. senator from the state of Delaware. So a lot of people don't, they always try to ask, I've been asked before, what does the acronym Roth stand for? But it's actually a name. It's named after an individual. And the whole point there is that, again, let's think about it from the perspective of, you know, individual investor in the United States, why Roth exists in the first place. So a Roth IRA versus a traditional IRA is one where you put money in and you either take a deduction or you've funded it with money that you've never paid taxes on. And since you've taken a deduction in current year for that contribution, or you've never paid taxes because it was formerly your Apple 401k, whatever it grows to down the road, when you do use that money, when Dana accesses that money at 59 and a half, about for you, probably 42 years from now, that then you will pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it. A Roth is the opposite scenario, where if you meet certain income restrictions, which is if you're joint and you make less than $214,000 a year in joint income, if you file joint, or $169,000 if you're single, then you can pay tax on the money first, then contribute to the Roth IRA. And at the end, when you access that money 42 years from now, then you will pay no taxes on whatever it's grown to. So it's a tax now, and then you don't get taxed later, or don't pay tax now and you pay tax later, give and take that people go after. So it just depends. It's a phenomenal sort of product, and it's just a give and take that the government's given to you. And I think when I sort of say the cynic in me from the individual retail investor perspective is that the current president probably would want your tax revenue today, and is actually encouraging you to contribute to a Roth because they get the tax today. I don't think they worry so much about who the president or the tax regime might be 40 years from now.
40 years. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. This is awesome. And these tax advantages are so good to know about. Now, I really want to get into Rocket Dollar as well, because we have about 9 minutes here. Sure. But before we do, most of us want control over property management. So in other words, we want to control our financial freedom after we purchase rental properties and do some self-management, have some folks who help us with it. But with the self-directed IRA and investing into real estate, can you or can you not do that? Could you do your property management, but obviously just have all the rent and stuff like that go into this account? Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's double click into this a little bit, because we do have, you know, a lot of real estate investors. So the difference here is that, to answer your question directly first, and then let's dig in, that if you own a investment property inside of an IRA, with a provider like Rocket Dollar or one of our competitors in the industry, then you really shouldn't be doing any of the property management on your own. And there's a legal reason for that, that you have to be a little bit arm's length from your investments. You can't be actively participating or receiving benefit from that IRA. And you would receive benefit if you happen to know how to install flooring, and you do that in your rental property, the rental property is owned in your IRA. Well, you're getting the benefit of not having had paid an outside person to do this at market rates. You got a discount because you did your own labor. So what we tell people is that, hey, you should really limit to what you could do via phone and speaking to folks, not actually, you know, picking up a hammer and doing any of the actual work inside of the IRA. And as you mentioned before, all the income should flow back. And that's the real distinction on what you do with an IRA, that you need to be hands off if it's an investment property. But if you do own it taxable, that's your choice, right? Maybe people do enjoy it. And it's surprising to me, because I feel like every real estate investor we work with, and maybe it's because they're all in IRAs, they specifically chose to do that because they want to have providers like Hemlane connecting them to folks, and they don't want to do anything except collect money. In other words, what they get enjoyment out in the investment is collecting money and making money, and not necessarily actually like doing any work.
Hands on. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of folks with retirement accounts on that complete package that we have, where we are calling out the service professionals. It's always a third party who's doing the work, but mm-hmm. they have transparency control to view everything in the platform, but they're actually not doing the work. And so it checks that box.
Sure.
Okay. I really want to get to Rocket Dollar yeah. now. So what makes you different than other providers? Like besides having like a ridiculously awesome website and user experience, what makes it where you're different? And are there other tech companies that do what Rocket Dollar does?
Yeah. So there are other tech companies that do what we do. I mean, I think that, you know, I'm a second time fintech entrepreneur, but in my career, I've been much more fin than I have been tech for okay. the most part. So there's a certain mentality that comes with that, where when you're dealing with people's money, there's a certain responsibility. You know, there's a trust inherent relationship between the people who custody money with us and the account and services that we provide. So I think our main differentiators are that we try to be that perfect balance between being tech forward, user interface is clean, easy to use, very transparent pricing and easy to understand, but also making sure that, like financial services, there's a lot of, you know, sort of care and sort of deference taken to making sure that we safeguard people's information, we safeguard their assets, and we provide proper record keeping. So, you know, I think maybe our differentiator and maybe our superpower is that a lot of the people at the company, we're split down the middle. People like myself who have deep experience in these particular accounts, tax advantage retirement accounts. I've maintained a certified financial planner license for 20 years. So actually the entirety of my starting at Merrill Lynch to my last startup, a fintech company, to Rocket Dollar today. And then a technology side of our company as well. And I think from a headcount standpoint, we're literally 50-50. And I think that's what differentiates us, that we're trying to make the product better from a technology standpoint, but respecting also that our customers have six-figure accounts on average with us, and that with that comes a certain responsibility to do it right.
Yeah, definitely. So that's fantastic, by the way. Huge value prop there. I will leave you with one final question here, which is, why doesn't everyone with a retirement account basically self-direct it through Rocket Dollar? What do you think is holding people back?
I think people don't know. So I mentioned earlier these very wealthy, powerful individuals in the form of billionaire tech founders and a former presidential candidate and current U.S. senator, that I think people think that right now it's too hard to self-direct their retirement assets. And then if you're the incumbent industry, you actually don't want Dana to take money out of an auto-generating fee mutual fund and yeah. then go do your own thing in the form of real estate. And that's a pretty powerful thing to overcome. I mean, I'm old enough to remember that most people in America that work in the banking and financial services industry actually didn't want even any of us to do anything outside of mutual funds. Yeah. Right. I mean, they wanted us to just say, hey, look, we need to set it and forget it. Well, Set It and Forget It is a rotisserie chicken company that used to sell on infomercials. I mean, I think if you really want to become wealthy and financially well off and financially secure, you need to be involved. You need to be diversified. And I think real estate is probably the best and actually an asset class that's proven itself to be sort of longer in terms of existence than the stock market itself, just globally.
Yeah.
That's what we want to help people tap into the money they already have to go do what is arguably an investment that's existed longer than any public stock market in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's that people aren't educated on it, and then laziness, right? You need to spend your Saturday actually getting it set up. And if you do that, then you'll have way better returns than doing anything else. So, wow, this has been fantastic. Anything else you want to leave us with, Henry, here?
You know, if you come to our website, you know, we're pretty open. There's no requirement for you to work with us or open an account. But I would say that we probably have close to 400 articles. We have an ebook there. So, you know, I've gotten emails just cold from people that say that they were looking for questions about whether they can contribute to a Roth or a traditional or how to roll over money. And they said they stumbled upon one of our articles. So I feel like there's information there that can help you, whether you ever consider working with us at Rocket Dollar or investing in real estate and using Hemline. So it's there as a resource for you.
Fantastic.
So go to the site and look it up. It's rocketdollar.com. So pretty easy to remember domain name.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Henry. This will also be in the notes down here on this YouTube, and you'll see a discount there through Hemline as well. So please go ahead and check out Rocket Dollar. Thanks so much, Henry, for your time today. I know what everyone else will be doing this weekend. They'll be exploring how to self-direct to their IRA.
That's awesome. That's exactly what I want.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much.